This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
First Nations people from around the world are gathering in Sydney this week for the Healing Our Spirit worldwide event. The event, which was started in 1992 and is co-hosted this year by the Healing Foundation and the University of Sydney, looks to encourage participants to share knowledge and ideas on healing trauma. More than 1,000 people, including First Nations elders, traditional healers, young leaders, trauma experts, academics, and politicians, are attending the event. The 8th gathering of the Healing Our Spirit Worldwide event, which runs until November 30, is looking to reduce the intergenerational trauma through Indigenous-led healing. NITV Radio's Denny Tees Johnson visited the conference and spoke with the international delegates and members of the Stolen Generation to understand what this event means to them.
When I think about this event, this gathering, it's about us sharing our stories of well-being and basically our recovery from colonization and all the efforts that have been occurring over the last 50 years to help restore who we are as a people.
You know, we've got people from Canada, from New Zealand, America, but I think we can all learn from each other and share those experiences to assist the healing of our people.
Our mission is to keep the traditions of our ancestors alive.
There are very few forums, international forums, where Indigenous people can come together, tell their story, share their story, and look at it from a wellness perspective.
One of the first things we have to do is break the three rules of oppression. Don't talk, don't feel, and don't trust. And if we can break those rules and tell our story, and by telling our story, it gets the pain out.
Simply being able to talk about your story, being able to tell the story of what happened, tell your own narrative, that's quite often a much better way of people healing than the traditional clinical focus of treating symptoms or defining there's an illness with this person. Often it's just in the being able to download, this is what happened to me.
Oh, well, I think it's really important that we have the opportunity to hear from our brothers and sisters from around the globe about some of the strategies and programs that are actually working to address the healing needs of our people and their people from around the world. It's an international conference, but I think we can all learn from each other and share those experiences to assist the healing of our people.
Well, I'm here as a survivor of Stolen Generation. Even though I've been doing a bit of work on myself and healing my own spirit in lots of ways, I've never actually spoken publicly about the issues that I went through as a young child being removed from my community and from my mother.
We don't want people feeling sorry for us. We just want the right to be able to be who we should have been without the removal from our families and off of our country. So through the information that the Healing Foundation has given, it helps the broader people across the country understand that there is an issue there.
It's really important because of the Stolen Generation being recognised for what we as survivors went through and being acknowledged for the contribution that we've made to our community on a long-term basis. A lot of us are affected in lots of different ways, and there are a lot of people out there who were just so generous with their time and their energy and their education to support us in the process.
The knowledge, the wisdom of some of these elders and some of the experts, you know, a lot of the research that has been conducted, and it's just going to be a wonderful cultural and a spiritual event. Well, I've always, you know, wanted to attend one of these Healing Our Spirit Worldwide conference. So I'm really, really pleased that it's come to Australia to give myself and other Stolen Generations the opportunity to come and sit and listen and meet other stolen generations from Canada and America and other places who suffered similar forms of institutionalisation and the impact that that has upon our generations of people. So it's all part of the healing process, definitely for all of us.
We have to use our experience and our knowledge to pave the way for the younger generation and to instill in them a sense of responsibility about being positive about the experience and not capitalising on the trauma so much, but having a positive attitude about that and coming out of that so that our younger generation can have a better opportunity in life and not living in the past because of what we've gone through, but appreciating that. Living with it, but in a different way, but moving forward. It's mostly about moving forward and being positive and themselves making a contribution to our society.
I really want my grandchildren to be able to live as free as they can from the experiences I have. And Healing Our Spirit Worldwide, I am only one of thousands who come to tell their story, who heal from their story and feel connected internationally. Here, we will be celebrating being Indigenous.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.